Welcome to week one of the Balance Challenge, March 2015. So here we're just going to cultivate our sense of balance. We'll start from a standing position. You want to be barefoot on your mat. Let the feet be hip width. You're lifting the 10 toes and then letting them spread into the earth. You're closing the eyes, you're squeezing through the calves and the thighs. You're drawing the hips slightly forward, the heart open, shoulders up and back, chin level and back towards you. Arms angled 15 or 10 degrees away from the hips, palms facing forward. Just breathing slowly, easily. Making a perfect line from the tailbone right up through the crown, squeezing the core muscles around the rib cage as well. You're just quieting every vibration, becoming motionless. Still, light, even weightless. Good. And this is what balance is about, finding a perfect state of ease in your pose, where there's no compensation, neither leaning right or left, where you're quieting the physical vibrations, the psychic vibrations. And it's this type of stillness we want to achieve in all our balance poses as best as possible. Now open the eyes, bending the left knee, catching the left ankle with the left hand, right arm up to the sky. And you're into Nataraj warm-up, Natarajasana warm-up. So you're letting the right foot relax. You want to try not to squinch the toes of the right foot. And you're just breathing here. If you have trouble catching on to the left ankle, you could hook the left foot behind the right calf. And now you bring the right hand down past the left foot into the right hand and draw the left arm up into the sky. Good. You're keeping shoulders over hips. You're watching your vision straight out across the earth, looking out towards the horizon, fixed at one spot. And then you're drawing your left hand back down past that foot into the left hand and bring the right arm back on up. Good. And this time we'll give a little bit of a lean forward. So you're holding on to the left ankle with the left hand and you're relaxing the belly as you lean forward, lifting up through the crown. Good. And then inhale back, shoulders back over hips, and release everything down. Come back into mountain pose or Tadasana. Good. So you're just standing. Feet are hip width. Let the muscles relax. You need to shake out a leg. That's okay. Or the arms. When you like, bend that right knee, catching the right foot with the right hand and left arm up to the sky. Shoulders back over hips. Again, if you have trouble catching on to the foot, hook that foot behind the opposite calf. Breathing steady. Nice, good field of vision. Using your core muscles to stabilize. Spine straight up and down. Don't cower. You want to tower. You want to be tall. Bring that left hand down past that right foot into the left hand and draw the right arm up into the sky. Nice and tall. Good. And again, right ankle to right hand, left arm up. And then that little tilt forward. Come on, forward, lifting up to the crown, getting that tilt. But you're not sticking the chin out. Everything's nice and in line. And then inhale all the way back on up and relax, getting yourself down back into the earth. So now you're back into Tadasana or just standing comfortably on your mat. Good. Let's work into tree pose. So we'll standing on that. You can start with whichever foot you prefer. Let's just start this time with the right side. Bring that left foot to the inside of the right thigh. Be nice and tall. If it doesn't go on the inside of the thigh, maybe you have the left foot on the inside of the calf. If it doesn't go on the calf, maybe hook behind the calf. Or if you really need, you can have the left foot across the right foot, and so the ball, the left foot into the earth and the heel up. So find a height that works for you and breathe easy. If you'd like, one thing to try is to get the arms out like a T-shape and arms across the earth, finding your balance this way. This gives a little bit of support. And now from that T-shape, draw the arms straight up to the sky where they're parallel to one another. Good. Try and make the body nice and long, straight, aligned. Again, navel in, squeeze the glutes and core. If you'd like a little bit of extra challenge, bring the vision up to the sky and look up to the sky. Not just the eyes, but turn your whole face, your whole visage up to the sky and look on up. Good. Chin back down to a level place. And when you like, just relax the hands by the side. Shake out the limbs. Good. And when you like, we'll step up on the other side. So this time you got the left foot into the earth and the right foot on the inside of the right thigh, the left thigh. If you like to have it on the inside of the calf, really you can do what you did on the other side. Or you may find that the foot, that your balance is better on one side, or your foot will come up higher. So really get your foot established either inside of the calf or inside of the thigh. Watch on navel in, spine nice and tall, heart is open. Good. You can have the hands at the heart, or we can start like we did last time with the arms out across the earth. So the arms one forming a 180 degree line, right arm to the right side, left arm to the left, and making a T-shape. Vision fixed. Inhaling the arms straight up to the sky, getting the arms parallel to one another. Easy breath. Good. Maybe you can keep your vision fixed to one space spot. Or go ahead, bring your vision up to the sky. Find your balance that way for an extra challenge. Turning the whole head up towards the sky. And really feel your balance from the ground on up. Dropping that chin to a level space, releasing those hands, releasing the foot down. So you're back into a standing pose. And just kind of shake out the limbs, relax the foot, roll the ankles. Just do what's comfortable for you. Get the blood flow, get the muscles comfortable. And for this first week, we're working on three poses. Now we'll do hand to foot. We'll do a variation with it. We'll work out two aspects with it. Let's, we'll start on the right side here. Bring that left knee up level with the hip. So, from the left knee to the left heel is straight down. So it's a 90 degree angle there. Good. And then take that left hand on the inside of the left knee, pull that knee to the outside, squeeze the right leg, press into the earth, and lift that left knee up as much as it can. So it's all the way to the outside, and you're drawing that left knee as high to the sky as you can, towards the left ear, nice and high. And the right arm can go out at 90 degrees across the earth, or it can go angle up at 45 degrees. And you're breathing, your vision is fixed. Good. And now bring that knee back forward, level with the hip. Take the right hand on the inside of that left knee, on the outside of that left knee, hold it there, and then extend that, twist that torso around to the left as you twist, and you extend that left arm back, so you're getting a nice twisting posture, but that left knee stays straight on, so you're just creating a nice line from the left thumb straight through the left knee. And inhale out of it and relax. Come on down. Shake out through the limbs. Be comfortable. Good. We'll start up on the other side in a moment. So you get your left foot into the earth this time. Bring your right knee on up. Right hand on the inside of that knee. And nice and tall. Shoulders back. Open that knee to the outside, to the right. Be tall. And just keep drawing that knee on up. Extend the left arm out at an angle, squeezing that left leg. Easy place, easy breath. Good. letting that right knee come on forward and get that knee just as high as the hip. Now you'll take that left hand to the outside of the right knee, draw the right arm back and twist that torso, breathe. Good, so your torso is facing to your right side, the right arm is extended back. And inhale, come on back around, relax, come on down into the earth. Good, and then we're just going to work into mountain pose as we close out this first practice. These are the poses for the first week. We'll build on these. So come back into mountain pose. So relax the toes. Let them spread across the earth. Squeeze to the calves and thighs. Squeeze to the glutes. Pull the navel in. Shoulders up and back. And angle the arms away from the hips. Palms facing forward. Good. And so you're just getting a nice, comfortable place. Long, slow breaths. Close the eyes. Steady. Let the physical body be still. Let the mental body be still. And just long, slow respirations as you calm your whole human experience. Again. Minimizing every physical vibration, every psychic vibration, finding that state of ultimate balance inside and out. Inhale, hands to heart. Good. And close out your practice. Namaskar. All right. We'll see you for the next one.